Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Max Wachtel's Narcissists and Narcissistic Personality Disorder. When Grandiosity and Vulnerability Collide is a concise psychology title in the What Makes Them Tick series. Focused on explaining narcissistic personality disorder through the tension between outward superiority and inward fragility, rather than treating narcissism only as vanity, arrogance, or self-absorption, the book frames it as a personality pattern shaped by unstable self-esteem, entitlement, defensiveness, and difficulty maintaining mutual relationships. Its central purpose is explanatory to help readers distinguish grandiose narcissism, which is more overtly dominant and admiration-seeking, from vulnerable narcissism, which is more reactive, insecure, and easily wounded. The book is best understood as an accessible clinical and behavioral overview rather than a comprehensive academic manual. It gives lay readers, students, and professionals a structured way to think about why narcissistic behavior can appear confident and brittle at the same time, and why interpersonal conflict often follows when self-image is challenged. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, grandiose narcissism as dominance, entitlement, and admiration-seeking. A central topic of the book is grandiose narcissism, the form most people recognize when they think of narcissistic personality disorder. This presentation is associated with inflated self-importance, a desire to be admired, expectations of special treatment, and a tendency to dominate social situations. The value of isolating this subtype is that it prevents narcissism from being reduced to simple self-confidence. Grandiose narcissism is not merely high self-esteem. It involves a fragile dependence on external confirmation and a distorted sense of interpersonal rank. When others do not provide admiration or compliance, the grandiose narcissist may respond with contempt, anger, blame, or dismissiveness. This helps explain why apparently confident people can become highly reactive when questioned. The book uses this distinction to show that narcissistic grandiosity is relational as much as personal. It shapes how the individual interprets disagreement, criticism, status, and obligation. The result is often a pattern in which relationships are valued less for reciprocity than for their capacity to reinforce superiority. Secondly, vulnerable narcissism as hypersensitivity and defensive self-protection. The book also emphasizes vulnerable narcissism, a less obvious but clinically important form of narcissistic functioning. Vulnerable narcissists may not appear flamboyant or openly dominant. Instead, they often show insecurity, resentment, social withdrawal, defensiveness, and acute sensitivity to criticism. This presentation matters because it challenges the popular assumption that narcissism always looks bold, charming, or arrogant. In vulnerable narcissism, the person may feel overlooked, misunderstood, or unfairly treated while still organizing experience around specialness and entitlement. The self remains central, but it is protected through grievance, avoidance, or blame rather than open superiority. This distinction gives readers a more nuanced framework for identifying narcissistic patterns in people who seem anxious or wounded rather than boastful. It also explains why empathy from others may not resolve the problem. The vulnerable narcissist may interpret ordinary limits, feedback, or disappointment as humiliation. By placing vulnerability within narcissistic personality structure, the book clarifies how shame and self-protection can produce behavior that is controlling, accusatory, or emotionally exhausting. Thirdly, the collision between grandiosity and vulnerability in narcissistic behavior. The phrase grandiosity and vulnerability collide captures the book's most distinctive organizing idea. Narcissistic personality disorder is presented not as a choice between arrogance and insecurity, but as a pattern in which both can coexist. Grandiosity provides an idealized self-image, while vulnerability appears when reality fails to confirm that image. This collision helps explain the sudden shifts often seen in narcissistic behavior. Charm can turn into hostility, confidence into woundedness, and admiration seeking into resentment. The mechanism is not random moodiness, but the instability of self-esteem. When the person feels admired, the grandiose side may dominate. When exposed to criticism, rejection, or ordinary limitation, the vulnerable side may emerge through shame, rage, withdrawal, or blame. This framework is useful because it avoids caricature. It shows that narcissistic behavior can be both aggressive and defensive, both self-inflating and self-protective. The book therefore encourages readers to look beneath surface presentation and consider how contradictory behaviors may serve the same underlying need to preserve a threatened self. Concept. Fourthly, interpersonal damage caused by entitlement, blame, and low reciprocity. Another important topic is the effect of narcissistic traits on relationships. The book links narcissism to patterns such as entitlement, exploitation, lack of mutuality, and difficulty accepting responsibility. These traits can damage romantic, family, workplace, and social relationships because the narcissistic person often evaluates interactions through the lens of status and validation. Others may be treated as sources of admiration, loyalty, or emotional regulation rather than as separate people with equal needs. When disappointment occurs, blame may be shifted outward, making repair difficult. This is especially important because narcissistic relationships are not always abusive in obvious ways at first. They may begin with charisma, confidence, or intensity, then become strained when admiration is expected continuously or disagreement is treated as disrespect. By tying interpersonal problems to both grandiose and vulnerable dynamics, the book helps readers understand why narcissistic conflict can be repetitive. The issue is not only bad behavior in isolated moments, it is a recurring inability to tolerate ordinary relational limits without turning them into threats to identity. Lastly, accessible clinical framing without reducing narcissism to a label. The book appears positioned as an accessible psychological guide rather than a dense diagnostic textbook. Its clinical value lies in organizing narcissistic personality disorder around recognizable patterns while avoiding an overly simple label-based approach. And this matters because narcissism is often used casually as an insult, which can obscure the difference between selfish behavior, narcissistic traits, and a diagnosable personality disorder. By discussing grandiose and vulnerable forms, the book gives readers a vocabulary for observing behavior more carefully. It also implicitly encourages caution. Not every difficult, vain, or defensive person has narcissistic personality disorder. And personality patterns are best understood through consistency, impairment, and relational impact. The accessible framing is useful for readers who want practical understanding without needing specialized training in psychiatry or personality theory. At the same time, its likely limitation is that a short overview cannot replace clinical assessment or comprehensive treatment literature. Its strength is conceptual clarity. It gives readers a structured entry point into a complex disorder that is often misunderstood in popular conversation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, compact introduction to narcissistic personality disorder without beginning with a technical clinical manual. It may be especially useful for people trying to understand confusing relationship patterns. Students learning the difference between narcissistic traits and narcissistic personality disorder, and professionals who want a plain language framework for explaining overt and covert narcissistic presentations. Its practical benefit is conceptual organization. Readers can learn why narcissistic behavior may look powerful on the surface, while being driven by sensitivity to shame, criticism, and loss of status. Intellectually, the book stands out by placing grandiose and vulnerable narcissism side by side rather than treating them as unrelated categories. Many popular books on narcissism focus mainly on manipulation, abuse recovery, or identifying toxic people. Wachtel's contribution, based on the available description, is more explanatory. It asks what makes the narcissistic personality pattern function the way it does. That makes it valuable for readers seeking understanding rather than only warning signs. It should not be treated as a substitute for diagnosis, therapy, or specialized clinical texts. But it offers a focused and realistic entry into one of the most discussed and frequently misused concepts in contemporary psychology. If you would like to support Max Wachtel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.